You are listening to
Beautiful souls, you are listening to Estáis Escuchando, Vos Escuté a Multilingual Affair here on CKUT 90.3 FM with Tech Keys, your reggae fusion artist, lady who wears many wraps and colorful ones at that. Bueno, yo sé que hoy en día es mucho peor que antes y no sé si como os se sentéis, pero yo creo que es difícil, entonces yo salgo de mi casa para meditar, para andar justo al lado del río. Eso para ayudarme no rendirme de esa locura que tenemos que vivir. Alors, c'est-à-dire que je sais que je me sens qu'il y a beaucoup plus de tristesse autour de nous. Et c'est juste pour aller sortir, de faire quelque chose pour stimuler la tête, la mentalité. Moi, je sors pour aller marcher, pour méditer juste à côté de l'eau ou de la rivière. Et ça m'aide beaucoup parce que moi aussi, je le trouve tellement difficile pour être ici, pour avoir un autre confinement. So I know that things are just even sadder than before and with all the circumstances that's going around us, but I want us to focus on trying to find something that we could use to help us to elevate us and to stimulate our mind. I leave the house and I go for walks and meditate by the river and it helps a lot and as much as I can. So I want you to do the same because I know there are difficult times, but we've got two exciting guests for you. Joseph Graham from Warrior Love Studios and the Warrior Love Band, who's received many awards, and international reggae artist Laza Corrent is going to be talking with us. And it's such a joy to be amongst these wonderful individual and talented individuals. So keep it locked here. We're here to motivate, to stimulate, and we're going to help you along this difficult journey. So keep it locked on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm with yours truly, Tiki. You're done.
You are listening. You are listening.
Ela é a miúda mais linda que eu já vi na minha vida. As curvas dela me fazem enlouquecer logo na hora. Quando ela me toca, ela me domina. Ela me fascina com um simples beijo na boca. Ninguém me engana que tu és a miúda que me faz sentir calor, sentir o amor, sentir-me bem. Podem falar o que quiserem, mas eu não me importo. Contigo eu sei que eu vou mais além. Eu não me importo se ando a gastar à toa. É só com ela que eu vejo a minha vida numa boa. Ela é tão bonita, ela ilumina a minha vida. Só Deus é que sabe, bota pão tão feliz, yeah, yeah. Ninguém me engana que tu és a miúda que me faz sentir calor, sentir o amor, sentir-me bem. Podem falar o que quiserem, mas eu não me importo. Contigo eu sei que eu vou mais além. Nunca fazi na minha vida. Miúda linda,
miúda linda,
tão bonita. Fazer coisas, yeah.
Essa miúda linda, oh, oh, oh. Ela me faz fazer
un solo, solo, y se accentua.
How y'all feel out there?
We had some great music to start things off. We began with Soraya Ramos, Onoso Amos, Nelson Freitas with Muda Linda, Simi Umalalela, Mafi Kuzulu, Afro Brazil, MC Fioti with Malvado featuring DJ TMX, Artu Moreira, Ritmo do Mundo. Coming up, Lasers Y with WLB production, with Joseph Graham, and of course the song that's called with Luciano, that's Power to the People, which features Laser Current as well. So just gonna play a few songs, you know, keep the vibe going and the interviews coming up. So keep it locked here on CKUT.
Multilingual Affairs.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
Question. Question again.
Okay. Hear them say, trust no science, no defiance. Certain questions no fiasco. The system is your reliance. Comply or pay the cost. To overcome COVID, them say a dangerous task. Or when you get the vaccine, you still have to wear your mask. Free minds will contemplate, we will ponder and we'll wonder. Information disseminate, is it facts or propaganda? New strain is now in the mix, so lockdown it might be longer. Will you choose to be fearful or get stronger? It's the new norm. Big question. Wonder if I will be able to go shopping next week. Tell them I know I wear mask, but them say that a COVID time, social distance. COVID time, you stay over there, so I over here, so it's not like before. And if you not have on your mask, you will get or give the virus for sure. So them say, also them say, separating family. And it seems as if they want to robotize humanity. But my God is in a me, I am no machinery. My DNA transcending from my ancestry. Grandma, hero's question. I hope you will be able to hold your grandson again. Or your granddaughter. Them lock them system. Dung, 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 dung. The economy, it dropped down. Now poor people, business pop down. Babylon making decisions for you and I. Them a try, them a lie, them a qualify, them a justify. In secret, them a keeping a them council with the elite. But the most I've heard them and them team see them in them deceit. Words only to speak with righteousness, them can't compete. Go lawyer system, get defeat. Oh yes. Sing out the sound, yeah. And make the music play. Hoping that the people will have a blessed, fun-filled, and joyful day.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to A Multilingual Affair. Spice escuchando A Multilingual Affair. Vous écoutez A Multilingual Affair here on CKUT 90.3 FM with Turquoise. We have two very special guests with me today. I find that they're really incredible pillars in our society in the reggae industry. The first is international reggae artist Laser Current. And of course we have Joseph Graham, who is a fantastic CEO and founder of Warrior Love Band and Warrior Love Studios. Allora, tenemos dos invitados muy especiales. Bueno, ellos son de Jamaica, pero bueno, uno es un artista muy internacional de Jamaica y el otro está en Jamaica también, pero este es la persona que ha comenzado con el grupo de Warrior Love Band y él tiene también otra compañía que se llama el Warrior Love Studio también. Bueno, vamos a hablar con él. On va parler un peu plus avec deux artistes qui sont tous différents, mais ils ont commencé ensemble pour avoir un single qui s'appelle COVID-19. Je vous présente, os presento. We welcome Laser, I believe, Current, and Joseph Graham. Yay!
Yay! Yay! We're there.
Yay!
Yeah, for the gravel.
Thank you for joining me. It's such an honor. I'm so nervous. I got all my languages mixed up just because I'm so nervous to have you here. It's such an honor.
Hey, we're nervous for you too, right?
You know, how can we begin? Because the combination that you've just released and this lovely single that's called COVID-19, you've worked together. How did this union begin? Let's start from there, and perhaps we'll start with Laser.
Of course, right.
It's COVID. Is it COVID-19 or COVID time? The song we're talking about, the song COVID time, right?
Yeah. But I saw 19 on the video, so I could be wrong. So COVID time.
Yeah, COVID time was actually recorded here in Toronto. The studio, WLBES is a studio that I it's my home studio here in Toronto. So basically, on a daily basis, I will frequent the studio and, you know, see what's going on, you know what I mean? Check out who's there, play some dominoes, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Listen some music. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying this is a party, right?
Yes, of course. You know what I mean? Listen some music, anything that's new, you know, Joseph will introduce me in terms of a rhythm. And one of the day I went there and, you know, I heard this particular rhythm playing. And another artist actually had just voiced the track. Right, voice a track on the rhythm. And I said, wow, this is a very nice rhythm. I love it. And of course, Joseph said, hey, well, you know, you don't know, said, this is your home, this is your place. Right, the rhythm is available for voicing. So if you want to voice it too, just say the word, we'll give you the rhythm, you go and you work on something and bring it forward. And that was what I did.
Isn't that the concept? Is that what we call juggling? Is that what that's been going on now? Kabaka Pyramid has come out with the term where artists can perform on one rhythm. It's like something that we did way back in the 80s, 90s. You could take a rhythm and different artists can voice on the same rhythm. And that's like something that's resurfacing. I don't know if that's where you want to go, but I do know that's the new norm that's coming about as Kabaka just released one of his major rhythms with various artists. Speaking of that, let's get to Joseph. You have such a tale to tell. You both have, but you've come such a long way in working with many international artists. Tell me, how did this all begin for you?
It's a long story, and I'm going to tell the time to you.
A little bit. You can't give me a little bit.
But yeah, it's a very long story. You know, it was back in 2017, we were in Jamaica, you know, there. And, you know, we reached a point where we got banned of the year, reggae and dancehall banned of the year in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, no, son, we want to take it more further. We want to make it go global, you know. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, say, well, since we're going to Toronto every year now we go on tour in Toronto. You know, we support the legendary band. You can't leave them off, Byron and the Dragonaires.
Yeah.
Say, if you know soccer, you don't know. We support them. So, I said, yes, on the market, world of band. Before we go there, so when the Dragon died, which is the band leader for Byron and the Dragonaires, that's when I decided, say, guess what? I see the band not doing any progress in terms of going back on tour, going back into the studio to do some work and stuff. So, I said, well, I guess this is my opportunity now to push my own thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stan Corrin?
Yes, I. So that's when you reached Toronto. That's when you reached Toronto, and of course, everything started off. And I'm telling you, it's been a very beautiful thing because the studio ends up being one of the most popular studio in Toronto for musicians and artists to come and work at. So, you know, props up to the eye for, you know, bringing forward the studio and you know, introducing it to the Toronto musicians and artists. Respect, Aya.
Really, man, because during the time coming to Toronto, a lot of artists, promoters, are saying, Joseph, why you don't stay in Toronto? We need you here. You need to live here, man. You need to come start something here, man. You need to do something, man. So I said, all right, we think about it. So years past, we still thinking about it. So till one day, I'm saying, you know what? Now go to Toronto, go try it. So that's when it started in 2017. For 1 year straight. Just me never purchased it. Never started out, you never purchased it. Because remember, my first job was in the flower factory. Because winter gone.
Yeah.
And what did you see now? We just come back and try and market yourself. So, you know, we have to do a little 95 job as well. So, until we decide to anything reach on a nice level, and we say, yes, man, all right, then. You reach this point until we start for like Esco Levi, you know, Big up Jessica Levi. Then and we start booking some Jones and Jones productions. And then we start then Jones and Jones start put us out there and we start getting this whole heap of awards and all these things in less than 6 months. I was like, wait, it to happen so fast.
Boom.
Yeah, the guitar player who were working it at the time, Theo Patterson, okay, I left him up, big up to Theo all the time. He decides to, Joseph, why not open up a studio, man? He's like, a studio? So I said, well, let me think about it. And I said, no, Joseph, you have the product. People know you guys were a little band. You guys are huge. I mean, if you should open your own studio, you have a lot of people coming there, man. I was like, okay, I'm going to think about it. And trust me, it took me around 4 months to listen and think about it. So to me, I guess we're going to try this.
Yeah.
And then, trust me, now I tell you, when we open the studio, we don't have no money. All right, we have no money.
But now?
Yeah, it's just because the current wasn't around at the time, because the current provided a currency, don't it?
And the current was a currency. When that electricity is there.
Trust me, on one time we decided to find a place. We were looking all over the place. I was driving up and down looking for a place for rent, and this from the rent was over the budget for a month. We decided, you know what? If we go and look at one of my bridging, call Theo and say, guess what? We'll find a place at Eglinton. All right, we'll go check it out. And trust me, this was like garbage. Mm-hmm. When I see it, it was like garbage. I was like, nope. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Taxi, if you were there to see, you'd have said, Joseph, no, you can't start my business right here. So I would spend too much money for it.
You know, some would have said, just like you, I'll have stories, but I would agree.
Yes,
if I always see a vision, you take that junk and make it a treasure.
So, when them come for come look at the place now, to see if it can work, I went here and I was like, we could work with it, you know, because it never budget, so we could work with it. I'll have to find some contractor who can get the thing done and set up the right your home that want. Look, I know my vision. You understand? Current, when we start with some contractors, I pay big money, $15,000, $30,000. Now I say, where the hell do I get the money for if we go refurbish this damn place? Yeah.
Wow.
I forget to the band radio.
That's okay. You are at the right radio. We allow you to go by.
Human resource, brethren. Human resource. Because you have at Jamaica, we found from it. You must can find some people within the circle to, you know what I mean, do something about fixing it up.
Mister.
Wagwan. Tell her. Tell them.
One day we're there at the studio and I'm going to pass the studio. We don't know if I'm nowhere. I'm gonna pass and see construction. I'm gonna like him. I understand there was a studio was there long before even we took over. And in my pass and said they were open. So it's like, oh, look like the studio open back. So I pass and said the whole construction. Then I'm gonna say, oh, we're running. So I'm saying, oh, say, me, I run the thing, world of band, you know. You know, the entertainment studio never catch on pan it yet. So it was that one thing. We just still call it World of Studios, you know. So him said, nice, man, love one other man. So, he must say, we can't come help the them, you know. He said, yeah. So, he go downstairs and then look for rehearsal place where we had tried sit up and stuff and stuff. And he was like, yeah, man, we can't do it for you, man. I'm going to say, you're serious? He said, yes. Big up to George. Them, they know George, correct? George,
yes, man. Sir. Yeah, man. No, man. He's also an artist, you know, but back in the days. But now, you know, he's more focused on doing that type of work. Still,
yeah, construction. And I tell you, when time the man come and start put up drywall in less than a couple hours, in less than 2 hours, downstairs was finished. I was so overwhelmed. I was like, what the hell? Then he come upstairs and said, Joseph, you have anything else me for do? So me say, you know, so me think forget a office that's partition put right at the front. And I said, no, man, we can't build that for you, man. We look good. When they call it a downstairs, the board, them or whatever it is.
Dry wall. Yes.
And when I saw and build that, and they would even ask me for a dollar, I said, no, man, Jack, get this place.
Yeah. It was meant to be, my brother. It was meant to be because a lot of people has been, you know, benefiting you know, had been benefited from the studio. The sound quality, you know what I mean? Sound quality and the fact that the item, you know, also established a principle in the way the band would function out there on stage. When people saw and hear the band, they say, wow, you know, this is amazing. And of course, so that transfer into the studio energy too, right? Mm-hmm. So people from the band, from the live thing, them say, studio thing now. Okay, so if we're hearing this song out there on stage, right, then I can imagine what it's gonna sound like inside the studio, you know? And
that's so wonderful to hear in terms of like the struggle. I loved and let you just do you by telling your story, because our audience needs to hear that it's never quite easy at times, and your blessings will be rewarded in droves that you never even see it coming. And give thanks for that. So thank you for sharing that story. And I am one of those people, because my last release was done by Joseph Graham from Warrior Love Studios. Everything Ooh. Is gonna be all right. Was mixed and mastered. And I must admit, it's one of the rare moments where because I have a very analytical mind, and it's one of the rare moments that I can say to somebody, "This is my madness. Execute," and they did. And I give thanks for that.
And currently, honest, Tracy.
The keys.
She was reaching out to me back in 2019. She wanted to come to the studio as well, to come do some work. I was like, the keys. She was messaging work the studio page on Instagram. I was like, you know, send me that reggae song place, now the reggae song place. When we come back in, we can do some work. You know, that's when we come back in, we both were busy doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, stands yeah. To go back to Jamaica in December. I'm gonna say Takis, you come back in January, we can link again.
Man, I tell
you. And then the lockdown go start.
I couldn't even make it. But I never gave up.
No, she never gave up.
It's not understand. Somebody you can give up. I was like,
so are you saying that you actually recorded your voice? Was it you that voiced or?
I guess Lisa is discovering about me. So I am an artist as well, right? So
I think you mentioned something earlier about that, yeah. Okay, all right. So a recording artist too.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
And my latest release, which is called Everything Is Gonna Be Alright. Because even my prior release, Warrior King, I wanted him on it, and it just turned out a lot of craziness happened, and then it turned out that Everything Is Gonna Be Alright was perfect for him, you know, to be honest, because it was the right song at the right time, and I wanted him to feel my vibe as well, so it all worked out. Now, we're gonna shift off from Joseph, because there's a lot of great stuff going on, and go right back to Laza. I call you Laza, but I think it's Laza.
On prendra une pause musicale et après on continue avec l'entrevue, la deuxième partie. Alors, restez-vous encore avec nous.
Right now the world get out of hand, them talk about one world order, but it's this order we say.
No, kick it. I come to kick it on that fire.
Save me. like trash.
Into Canada, working with such greats such as Luciano, who I happened to share the stage with, give thanks. Tell us about your journey too and how it is for you from then to now.
Okay, I'll try to make it short because it's a long, long thing, Stella.
I mean, like you said,
I was born in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And as you know, most persons, you know, one of the goals is to always get to Canada, you know? Yeah. So my mom left me as a youngster with my family there. And we then, after a time being here, she sent for me. And so I transferred to Canada to join my mom. And I went through the school system from senior public to high school into college.
Yeah, you went to Humber.
And I went to Humber College, yeah. And it was a 3-year course. And so I finished, I stopped in 2 years. Reason being, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Reason being, there's a band, Messenger. I don't know if you ever heard of that band, but I'm telling you, the number one band got signed to a major record label and the whole works, right?
Yeah.
So the band is from the little area. Humber College is here in Toronto. So the band is from the little area that we transferred to, which is Kitchener, right?
Yes.
And so being in Canada, I would go back and forth from Toronto to Kitchener because my mom and my rest of the family were there, right?
Uh-huh.
And I heard about the band and I went to see them rehearse a couple of times. And then after a couple of times, the lead vocals at the time said to me, Laser, I wasn't Laser then. Him say, "Hey Hal, we need a keyboard player." You know, he say, "No." I said to him, "No, I'm not a keyboard player. I'm a bass player, and you guys already have a bass player, so it's not gonna work." The brethren said to me that, "Listen, man, you're going to Humber College, and you're telling me that you can't figure out keys and play keyboard,
work it out, right?
So basically, I said to him, well, maybe. And he says, "Listen, man, we will start you out whereby you'll just play some simple things, you know what I mean, and then you can work on and developing your craft, right?"
Yeah.
So I did that, and shortly after, the band started to, you know, do bigger things.
Yeah.
So we started to play like at universities and clubs and stuff like that, coming back to Toronto. And we rehearsed very, very hard, night after night after night after night. And I believe that was the reason why we became such a very powerful band in the city of Toronto.
Yeah, powerful.
And yes, hard work pays off. And over time, you know, with the vibes that was going on about the band, right?
Yeah.
And all the hoorahs about the band. And I mean, we were signed to a major record label, WIA Records, here in Canada, right? And that WIA is a subsidiary of Warner Brothers. at the time back then. Back then, right? The only thing is, unfortunately, in that with that little thing there, is that we only got signed to Canada alone, right? Restricted us to Canada alone. And although that was the case, we were able to tour extensively throughout Canada, extensively through the States, all the way down to San Diego, LA, San Francisco, all over the place. We were able to take messenger to, right?
Nice.
We even got to Hawaii, right? Yeah. The band was able to, went over there and toured in Hawaii. So all of that happened. And so after a time, then, I decided that, with the fact that the band is not really getting to go to Europe and all those places, I decided that I needed to do I needed to do some things on my own. So I decided to start traversing back and forth to Jamaica, doing my own stuff, doing my singles, bringing them back to Toronto, having them played on their radio station. And I became a household name in Toronto, right, and in Canada.
Nice.
And throughout the period of me doing my thing, I received a couple of awards, one in 1995 and then another one in 2002. And then I was also nominated for the Juno Awards,
yes,
right? And after the award in 2002, I went to Jamaica in 2003. While in Jamaica since 2003, I made three albums. Prior to going to Jamaica, I must say that the album that got nominated for the Juno Awards was done here in Toronto, Canada, by a producer, myself and the producer, Wiz Malcolm. He also worked with Messenger. We produced that album entitled Glorious Ride.
Nice.
And since 2019, I've been back here in Toronto. Met Warrior Love sometime, I believe it was in 2017. I met the drummer, and through the drummer, I was able to connect up with Joseph. It's been fruitful ever since then. And I mean, we're doing some music together. Yeah, we're doing some nice music together.
Doing
I'm loving
great
it.
Things together. Listen, it is such a pleasure because I love the stories that you each have told today. It really gives us a profound understanding as to who you are and where you've come from. And I look forward to hearing more from you both. I just want to say we have to keep it short and sweet, even though it's a little longer than the norm. It was still sweet enough.
Yes,
if I had more time, I'd have you on for longer, but I'm sure we'll see each other again. I'd like for you to tell me a little bit about how we can reach out to you, actually, where we can find you online as well, and if you've got any last words you'd like to say to our viewers.
Okay, so great. Persons can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, right, and also YouTube. There's product on Spotify and CD Baby and all those places that you can download the songs, especially this one that we're talking about, COVID time.
Yes.
It's definitely online, so they can actually access downloading it. I want to say enough love and big ups to all the people who are actually listening right now and are viewing the program. Give thanks for your support, all my fans, And I would like to say big up to WLBES, for the support and the giving me the opportunity to work with inside the studio and producing quality tracks, I see myself as a quality artist and I'm working with quality producers, So big up every time, saying yes, Mr. Warrior Love.
Emotion.
All right.
Hey, and Joseph.
Give her thanks, courage and don't know. So yes. Fans and carers, find me on social media, WLB Joseph, which is that my personal social media page, but for productions and for the band, you know, when I type in World of Banister, everything. I understand. The moment I type in World of Banister, the studio come up, you say the band itself page come up, you know, and you might say, I see me come up, because I didn't manage all the page. Definitely can find our website was which is going to soon launch again, so all that will be posted on our media platforms as well. Now on the item stream the music, them as we say, man, you know, YouTube page, World of Studio, YouTube page of our YouTube band page as well. You can see all our latest performances that we do in Jamaica, back in Toronto as well. You know, we have some clippings already with last four with Gluten and Stitchy, with Marcia Griffiths, Queen of Reggae Music.
Yes,
you know, I mean, Judy Moore, which is a tribute, was a tribute to the I-Choose or something like that, and to Bob Marley as well. Nice, wonderful tour. You know, I just want to say, give a thanks to Laser Current as well, being patient. I'm not for me anymore, you know.
But together, you stand great.
You know, it's always good because, you know, sometimes these things bring out the best in us, you know what I mean? Yeah, and definitely, I would also like to add that persons can view myself and Luciano, as you had mentioned earlier, Takis. We've done the video for a very important song in this time, entitled Power to the People, right? Persons can also access that online. They can download it and give us support, you know what I mean? And we want to say that we have a brand new track also entitled Why, right? And it's asking a question. Persons can also check that out on YouTube and subscribe and like and the whole works, right? We're planning to get it up on the CD Baby downloading store so that persons can also access that particular track. And I want to say that during this lockdown with COVID and the idea of underlying health issues within our community, I have created a new product entitled that is called Season Up. It's a seasoning that one can use on their food product. So instead of powder seasoning, which is filled with so much preservative, MSGs and GMO and all these things, we're introducing something natural where we're using just onion, scallion, garlic and all these things, put something nicely together, very tasty, so persons can also access that. Yours is spelled yourz.ca, and they can see all the stuff about that product up there.
Wonderful. All right, so we'll look out for you all for all the wonderful work that you've done. Once again, thank you so much, and we'll see you soon. Rather than well,
thank you.
Thank you, Takis. Thank you.
Takis, really appreciate you giving you thanks, you know. I'll big up your radio station as well. And CKUT 93 FM.
Yes, that's so, it. Montreal. CKUT.
Montreal. Big up Montreal.
Hey, party people out to you, this is an invite. Sweet reggae music, I know that you like. Rock, Takis gonna rock you tonight. Making sure you feel right. Yeah, yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. Yeah.
One.
Baby. Looking so fine tonight, you know. I'll make some love in the morning. Where are you? Why are you acting so strange? COVID time. I mean COVID time, baby. She woulda never make love in a COVID time virus. Serious consequences, the crime. Me tell her if you take a chance and make we have a dance. Car COVID, I play with her mind and she say, gonna get me in time. Good things come to those who wait. You know, see the old world like down in a debate. And death is the ultimate fate. Psychologically, typically, systematically. In reality, Babylon of the people, them a distance. Socially, purposely, for us to see overtly, not covertly. Physically apart, never you get the thought of you old.
loving me, baby. When lady, I'm trying to give you a kiss, you are acting strangely. She never make love in a COVID time. Virus, serious consequences, the crime. Me tell her to take a chance and make we have a dance. COVID, I play with your mind, and she said, gonna get me in time. Good things come to those who wait. You know, see the old world like done in a debate, and that is the likely fate. Right now, me feel like strip you, woman. Take you in my arm and lift you, woman. Don't know if it me love fit you, woman. Love you strongly, never diss you, woman. Now me a talk, tell me what you got to say. No make COVID be an obstacle in the way. Scam them, make Babylon up on display. Give me your love right away. She never make blue in a COVID time. Virus, serious consequences, the crime. Me tell her if it take a chance and make we have a dance. Cause COVID a play with her mind. And she say, you're gonna get me in time. Good thing.